Friday, February 16th, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. JW here with the one and only Christy Dillaway on a chilly morning in Park City. Good morning, Christy.
It's a post-powder day morning.
It is a post-powder day.
Did you ski yesterday?
I did.
Me
I
too.
Did. I
so
took off
fun.
Right after Cool Science and got up there, and it was oh, it was just great.
It was so nice to have.
Yeah.
You know, and get that fluid flow going back again with the, well, I'm a snowboarder, so it's a creamy flow.
Yeah, yeah, we hop like little bunny rabbits, try to anyway. I'm still working on that, you know.
You were at Deer Valley?
I was at Deer Valley.
Yeah, and I was at
Deer Valley.
Canyons Park City.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, good.
I think there's more coming, too. Hey, we've got a great show today. Our musical guest will be Telluride Meltdown. They'll be in the studio in a little bit. We're going to talk to Rob Sargent from Alpine Distillery about some of his award-winning brews happening here in Park City. And then we'll have weekend events about the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to be joined in studio by Chubby Checker. We've had him here before. It was maybe 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. He was in studio. I remember when I met him, the first thing he said was, "I'm a hugger." And he hugs everyone. I was actually really worried about when I met him. I thought, oh, I better go wash my hands. I don't know if I was kind of getting sick a little bit or something. I didn't want to spread any germs. And I was worried about washing my hands. And then he said, "I'm a hugger."
He is a hugger. He also smells good. His, you know, whatever he uses for his cologne and stuff like that. He comes in here and he's a professional. He smells good. He looks good. He's ready to go.
Maybe that's a lifetime of showmanship because he really got into the show business early. And God, it's been what 50 something years.
It's been a long time. And he's also very educational. As when he comes to town, he teaches you some of these dance moves, which is cool.
Yeah. So he's at the Egyptian Theater this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so he'll be in studio about 9:40. So you had some Valentine-type news.
Well, first of all, did you have a good Valentine's?
Sure.
Tell me about it.
You know, I was all into Mardi Gras. So I went out big for Fat Tuesday. And actually, I was getting my hair cut on Tuesday. And the lady said, oh, so you're getting all set for the holiday, got big plans. And then she said Valentine's Day, and I go, oh, yeah, that too. Because my mind was fully on Fat Tuesday.
Exactly. And there were Mardi Gras
we
parties the weekend
priorities.
Before. And, yeah, maybe that's my excuse. Maybe that's how I screwed up because
did
on,
you forget?
I did on the – well, yeah, what happened was it was the 13th, and Deb said to me, she said, so what are we doing? Would you like to do something tomorrow? And I said no, I got to get ready for the show. We got to do this. We got to do that. She says, "Are you sure?" And I thought, "Wait a minute, tomorrow? Oh my goodness, I can't believe it." So, I went to Open Table and last minute, of course, trying to get a reservation.
A 2-top at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. And it was very, very difficult. They had a 5 o'clock open and they had a 9 o'clock open at these various restaurants on Main Street. So then I remembered that she liked the Blue Boar Inn in Midway. Mm. So I thought,
romantic.
So I went to Open Table. I got one right at 7 o'clock for 2, and I was psyched. About 2 hours later, I got a text from the Blue Boar Inn confirming the reservation, and they had 45 per person, 3-course meal, plus a glass of champagne.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that's a great deal. But it had that funny L in front of it, like a British pound. And I said, what's this mean? So then I investigated further, and I had confirmed a reservation for the Blue Boar Inn in downtown London. So I think,
who knew to check what country you were?
It had that weird L in front of it.
Yeah, but so, if you hadn't seen that,
you would have.
That is kind of funny, though. I'm like, wow, 7 o'clock on Valentine's Day, a 2-top with includes a glass of champagne. Wow,
right.
You did really well.
Right. But the story that I had comes from the New York Times. Last year, the Islamabad regime in Pakistan decided to ban Valentine's Day celebrations across Pakistan. And basically, I think it's not in line with Islam, and it's a sign of a growing Western influence. So, if you have heart-shaped balloons, heart-shaped boxes, chocolates, anything like that, they're contraband, and you could get into trouble. And police officers might be checking for cars, for anything red. So it's really, you know, they're pretty serious about it. So this guy said, oh, man, you can't legislate love. So he goes to this bookstore and he finds a copy of a poster of her favorite movie. So he gets that for her. And then he says, I'm going to find her a love book. He said, oh, I heard that Love Story is the new Romeo and Juliet. So he buys a copy of that, but nothing red or anything like that. So that's one way that he did it. This other flower shop had white flowers in the front, and they had a sign that said, no Valentine's Day celebration. And in the back room for their loyal customers, they had red roses, and they had, that kind of stuff. But one of the quotes is here, people are going to go out and do their thing and have fun. He said, you can't ban love. And I thought that's
pretty
cool.
That's how Valentine's Day started, because Valentino was under one of the Roman emperors who also banned marriage because there weren't enough people joining the Roman army.
Yeah.
And they were running out of recruits. So they said, because people wanted to stay home with their wives and kids. And so they said, you can't get married. And then he still performed marriages in secret. And then he got brought up in charges, and he was beheaded or mauled or something.
So here's one of the takeaways. If you meet like a nice guy, right, and he's really cool and everything, and you want to make a little move on him, and he pushes back.
He pushes back
a little bit. You say, man, you can't legislate love. You can't ban love. This is science, baby. this is going to happen.
Well, today is also the Chinese New Year.
Really?
Yes. Today starts the year of the dog. Or today ends, I don't know, kind of starts now and it takes a couple days to transition or whatever. But it's the year of the dog. And my Chinese horoscope said that I had love coming this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My Chinese horoscope says a lot of things about me that are very true. So I'm going to go with that.
I'm going to present you with this New York Times article because I want, when love shows up, I want to make sure you're ready.
All right. Then I'll have some quotes like, you can't legislate love.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it says you can't ban love, but you can't legislate love. That's just something. That's just something really cool. If you're just joining us, this is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Stay tuned because we're going to tell you everything is cooking for weekend events. We've got live music. We've got some great guests. We got the one and only Chubby Checker. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. Actually, we're going to hold the underwriters. We're going to go to a Led Zeppelin song because Zepparella's in town.
Zepparella is playing tomorrow night in town. All-female Led Zeppelin tribute band.
Okay. And the cover for Jimmy Page, she's spot on. These guys
and
these girls are
smoking hot too.
They are smoking hot. Okay. Well, let me have that article back. No. Here we go. Flood in the Rain, Led Zepp. We'll be back after this.
I see you tonight, and the warmth of your
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. Christy Dilloway and JW here with you guys. We are joined by our in-studio musical guest for this week. It is Telluride Meltdown, four-piece band in the studio. We've got Mike Plourd on guitar, Paul Horden on guitar, Jeremiah Maxey, a bassist, and Roger Johnson on drums. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Hello. How's it going?
Great. You played yesterday at the Corner Store and tonight at the Cabin.
Yes, we played yesterday at the Corner Store, and it was snowing, and it was cold, and it was fantastic.
Just like it should be in a ski town.
Just as it should be. It was just like, we've played there like 3-4 times now, and it's always been like a sunny, nice day, and this time it was puking snow. So
everybody was probably extremely happy.
It was insane. We were having a good time.
Well, we're a little behind schedule because we had a late load in. So why don't we jump right into some music? What are you going to play for us?
It's the morning, so we're gonna play a song called the Coffee Song.
Perfect.
Yeah. Coffee Song live on the Morning Mix. Telluride Meltdown.
Morning I rise, so tired I don't want to open my eyes, but I got so much to do. Gotta wake up and make a fresh brew. So I stand up, put on my robe, maybe go to the laundry room, put in a load. And after I put that load in, gotta make some coffee on the bottom. Cause you know I'm tired and I'm not me. I get a little grumpy and groggy till I drink my coffee. So fill my cup, I can't get enough. Refill my cup so I can wake up. I drink it strong, I drink it all day long. If you think I go without it, well, damn, you'd be wrong. I drink it with milk, no sugar for me. It's so much better than drinking tea. So I grab the beans, throw them in the pot, fill the water to the top, cause I drink a lot of coffee. Oh, I love coffee, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause you know I'm tired and I'm not me. I get a little grumpy and groggy till I drink my coffee. So fill my cup, I can't get enough. Refill my cup so I can wake up. I'd rather have some eye open a blend of some Columbo Supreme. I'll go to Vegas Plus and get some Green Mountain. Well, I wish that coffee poured from the fountain. Cause you know I'm tired and I'm not me. I get a little grumpy and groggy till I drink my coffee. So fill my cup, I can't get enough. Refill my cup so I can wake up.
What could have been the inspiration for that song?
Good morning, everyone. A little coffee. Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to keep going. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. When we return, we're going to do a weather, and we're going to have Rob Sargent from Alpine Distillery, and then we're going to do Weekend Events. So stay with us. KPCW in Park City, this is the Morning Mix.
Hi, I'm Tom Pettigrew from Park City Mountain and a proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain instructors share their love of skiing and snowboarding with guests, helping them improve their skills and enjoy the mountain. More information on Ski and Snowboard School and other programs at parkcitymountain.com.
Hi, this is Molly from Recycle Utah. Did you know that we advocate for eco-effective change at state, county, and city levels? Through our advocacy program, we talk trash with our Utah elected officials. For information on any of our advocacy campaigns or to find a sample letter to your legislator, visit recycleutah.org.
Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street, featuring traditional favorites as well as midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Before we bring on our next guest, Rob Surgeon from Alpine Distillery, we're just going to give you a little piece of the weather. It was zero when I woke up this morning. It's up to 11 right now in Old Town Park City, directly above the liquor stores. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 36. We think that if you go out onto the slopes, you will experience powder roy, which is corduroy with just a little bit of powder mixed in.
Did you just coin that?
No. We coined that. I coined that last year.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It's old. It's old. Hey, you can't legislate love. Yeah. So Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 45, and then Sunday, 60% chance, according to the weather forecast office. They quantify the probability of 60% snow likely and windy. Washington's birthday on Monday, 50% chance of snow, and then going into Monday night, chance of snow. Tuesday could be a couple inches as well, chance of snow with highs of 17. So that's the weather. Winter wonderland.
People are coming to town, so
yeah,
and we need some more snow. I will say though that yesterday on my powder run, coming down, I went up 990, hiked to the top, and went down the big bowl. It was awesome. But then down below, there's kind of widens out this kind of run out area, and I was looking for the untracked bits of powder, and I went by something. I go, oh, that's a rock, mm-hmm. and oh, that's a rock, and I just hadn't been in that area yet, so. You don't necessarily realize that's 1 foot of snow on top of nothing.
Right.
So I saw those couple rocks and thought, oh, I need to get back over to my left. And right then a root or something took me down. And it was one of those falls where you kind of have to sit there for 5 minutes and decide whether you're going to throw up or not and whether you're really injured or not. I just bumped my arm on the arm of the chair here and was like, no, that still hurts.
Yeah.
So be careful. There's snow, but there's not much under it. It's my warning. Anyway, we're joined in studio now by Rob Sargent. He is from Alpine Distillery, another local brewer. We love it. People say you can't get a drink in Utah. Well, they are wrong. His Traveler's Rest Single Malt just was awarded, I think this past weekend, double gold at the 50 Best Whiskey Recognition, and this is their fourth gold medal. He's brought several bottles into the studio for us to look at and talk about. Welcome, Rob.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Vote of three. I'm happy that winter's back.
Yes. we've got a...
Everyone raise their hands.
Who's yeah.
First of all, congratulations. You guys work hard, and to be able to get that type of distinction, you've really got to be, thinking about this stuff and working hard and really trying to craft the taste that you're targeting for. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely... It's a business of passion, it's something that requires a lot of long hours, a lot of things like restaurant business, like a lot of things in production, a lot of things that you don't get to see, but ultimately to know that people are enjoying what we're crafting, that it represents the Utah culture, that is giving back to Summit County where we've decided to live, we're just over the moon excited about the response. So thank you.
Now I'm going to see if I get this right. I know you have a culinary background, and I feel like I heard you say on some other interviews that you were going for a distinctive style in liquor that is indigenous to the area. Similar to in Europe, you might be in some region where they have something made with a local flower or herb or something.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right. So I went to college in Munich, Germany, and in Bavaria, there are a lot of regional liqueurs, right? Some are amazing. Some are, are not.
Are regional.
Some are very regional and very specific. So yeah, I mean, our first product, the Preserve Liqueur, which is a fundraiser for the Swanner Nature Center. We live on the Preserve. We're in Ranch Place. And as the sun was setting, I took a picture on my phone and started the journey of turning those colors into flavors. And it ended up being blood orange, black tea, candied raspberry, lemon balm, and ginger. And it's the first thing we launch. It's in the bottle. It's in the mold of
beautiful
the bottle.
Beautiful bottle, too.
It's in the shape of, if you look at it from the bottom, it's the shape of our state flower, the sago lily, which is our logo. I stripped it down to its, sort of bare elements. And so Yeah, we launched with the Preserve Liqueur, and it won platinum. It won the highest honor and the largest drink international drinking competition. And that's how we started the business. And we've won, from there. We've gold for the whiskey, silver for our vodka, which is the base for our liqueurs, by the way. You have to make the vodka first. And then our newest product, the Summit Gin, which is going really well, which is really exciting. So really exciting.
There's like a jam session in the studio next to us.
Chubby is singing at the top of his lungs, Telluride Meltdown. The two cultures have come together, and they are having some fun. We got the booze, though.
Oh, yeah. The party's going to be in here. So tell me how one drinks the Preserve. Is this just an over ice?
You know, you can have it as a cordial. It's only 20%, so it's a really low-proof liqueur, and it's not terribly sweet. You know, a lot of times with traditional liqueurs, they're very syrupy, and so if you use just a little bit more than you wanted to, that dominates the flavor. Preserve is a very disciplined liqueur, and it makes every drink better. So there are people who, this summer, one of the most popular drinks we saw was the Preserverita. So the Preserve with
With grilled tequila. Lime?
That's the Spur Grill, that which is delicious, really delicious. And the Preserverita is with tequila, sour mix, and the Preserve. I like a lot. In fact, my wife makes a drink with our gin, the Preserve, and just a little bit of lemon juice, and it's the best cocktail I've ever had. And so, it's really fun.
Have you ever heard of a disciplined liquor, J-Dub?
No, I haven't, but I'd like to get to know one. I think it's important.
Seems like
you know what that is. I have my boys are 8 and 11, so we're searching for discipline anywhere. Yeah. So I mean, if the dog behaves, I'm like, look, we're doing okay.
Right.
Do the kids run rampant, as they should.
Christy, have you ever heard of mixing vodka and gin?
Only in a Long Island iced tea where you mix everything.
The 007. That's what James Bond used to drink.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah, it was vodka, gin, and then there was that thing from France. I'm trying to think of
cheese. No, I'm kidding.
No, it was something. Yeah, but anyway, but they made that special 007.
Well, it's funny you talk about that. The my wife actually made a gin before I did. We were in Scotland, and the gentleman who did our the training there, the Edinburgh Gin Company, he got his master's degree did a dissertation. His expertise in the world, this is what he knows better than anything else, is the preferred drink of famous authors. And talk about somebody who on a Friday night at like 2 a.m. can get kind of interesting. Boorish. Yeah.
Depends on your mood.
You'll mention, oh, I love this. Oh, did you know?
And Christy doesn't suffer fools, I tell you.
I don't. Yeah. My grandmother said that to me like it was a criticism, and I thought that seemed reasonable.
I said that about you about 30 seconds after I met you about 7 years ago. You do not suffer fools.
That's in my Chinese zodiac, so what can I do?
Oh, the dog.
Hey, so this is the year of the dog. I'm a horse, actually.
Oh, you're the horse.
I'm a horse, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm a monkey. I just want to make sure we're all...
Okay.
I think I'm rat. I think I'm the rat.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Which is wonderful.
So I read on your website something...
I really don't know what I am.
I read on your website something real interesting, Rob, that says, by law, you do these tastings and tours, but it said, by law, only one tasting per 24 hours per person.
Yes, per person.
And I thought that's kind of funny that one would... First of all, that they would pass a law to say, let's see, if they're going to do tastings, let's limit them to once per 24 hours. Like, that had to be legislated.
Yeah, but that's not unique. You know, it's funny with to defend the Utah DABC, an organization who's been incredibly supportive, and I mean, I just couldn't imagine better partners to open up a distillery. That's not uncommon. I mean, in my home state of Kentucky, you know, where you can't ship in or out alcohol, and there's still many, many dry counties. You have to separate between what's a bar and then what's a manufacturing plant like I am, or what's a restaurant. And so, you know, it seems like some common sense, but, you know, you could see, you know, especially people on vacation, they come at 10 in the morning, you know, maybe like, this is great, I'm going to come back at night. And I understand that.
All right.
And part of that, too, is I don't want to have to carry, you know, the liability of people, you know, driving after, too, because that's part of our business. We want to make sure. We're in the business of producing award-winning, delicious spirits, and we're tickled, again, that we seem to be doing okay on that and that people are responding well. And that's one of the things with being a manufacturing site that's kind of hard is that people want to come in and visit and
of
really
course,
making that time and making that experience. You know, so when you come in, you really do feel like you're, you know, part of something that's representative of Summit County, if you would. And that's been a that aspect in itself has been quite a challenge for
us. You
are
inviting people to these Friday tasting games. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and so we worked with a group in Scotland for about a year and a half to do these bespoke aroma kits, where most people don't understand where flavor comes from, which is understandable. But in culinary school, one of the first things you do is, you know, you take an onion and you eat it raw, and then you caramelize it, right? And you get to taste this incredible array of flavors that exist right there. And so what we've done is we've created this bespoke kit, and we facilitate it. So it's really fun. It's very, very interactive. And you run through, you know, obvious flavors like vanilla and butterscotch and caramel. But did you know that they come from wood? And how do they come from wood? And what do the toast levels do to those flavors? And we're able to actually use aromatic stimulants to simulate what that's like in the whiskey itself. And then run through, like, what the difference between a malt distillate, which is what we use for our single malt, to like a bourbon rye corn, a bourbon mash bill, excuse me, which would be corn and rye and barley, versus a rye heavy mash bill, things like that. And so far, it's been really exciting. We've done these around the world, and they're really fun. It's about an hour and a half. You get to do the 2.5, you know, you get to do the ounce tastings, you know, so there's some drinking involved. A little bit of science, you know, we talk about rheology, the science of mouthfeel. You know, why do you like things? Why do you not like things?
Cool Science Radio.
And, well, and then we can get into tribology, which is how do two things, you know, macerate in your mouth and actually affect the flavor. And so we talk, anyway, I can bore the heck out of, we can put people to sleep, go right back to bed. But it's really kind of fun, actually. And most people, they either like something or don't like something. Well, what's really cool about that session is that you get to understand why you like something, so that when you go downstairs from here and buy a new whiskey, because there's no one perfect whiskey, that you really understand if you're buying, like, let's take a High West, like a Rendezvous, that you're entering into a rye world. And so what does that mean? And so what is the experience going to be like versus our single malt? And when is that a better whiskey than our single malt? For what cocktails is that better? And so ultimately what we want to do is we want to raise that bar. And we want to make Summit County the smartest drinking county in the country. And
I support that.
Yeah, that sounds like a goal we can get people behind, right?
So, Rob, when you start out, you're the underdog. I mean, you're just trying to get this thing going. You have a lot of passion. You're starting to put everything together. And now we have all these tremendous successes. How do you keep the passion going? How do you keep the early day feel when you were first putting your company together as your company grows? As a manager, how do you keep that moving along?
Well, this is going to sound really cheesy, and throw something at me if it sounds dumb. But yesterday was my 50th birthday, and
happy birthday!
Yeah. Thank you very much. But one of the tests I wanted to do is I didn't want to go to Vegas with friends. I didn't want to go take off. I didn't want to do a big thing. I wanted to have a normal day in Summit County, because I do recognize, having lived in many places, that, you know, all of us who get to, you know, call Utah home are very, very lucky. And those of us who specifically get to call Summit County home,
that's right,
are, I mean, we've won. You know, that's it. We have won. And so yesterday I woke up with my wife, who I adore, and we left the house. We live in Ranch Place. We left the house. We walked up to Five Seeds. We had breakfast and a wonderful cup of coffee, and we walked back on the trail, and we ran into people with dogs and got to visit with our neighbors. And that, to me, it's as easy as just walking out my back door and looking at the Swanner Nature Preserve and walking on our trails and seeing the mountains. That's all I need. And so it's very, very easy for me to get excited. And, you know, the distillery is right in Silver Creek. So I'm 4 miles from the house to where we make products. Our water is being recognized as some incredibly delicious water. We engineer 3 different types of water, which we're very proud of. And so what makes our gin and our vodka unique is the way we manage the water. We use a different water for our whiskey, and we're able to do that because, you know, living in the high desert, we've got a lot of iron, so we can manipulate that. And so, yeah, hopefully it wasn't too terrible of an answer, but I just think that I'm very fortunate. My boys are very fortunate. My family, we wake up ready to represent and be a steward of this Summit County life, if you would.
Excellent. Well, people can find your alcohol, your, what do we call them? Your liquors? Your,
yeah, I mean, well,
what's the word I'm using right here?
Spirits.
Your product, your spirits.
Yeah, spirits, yeah.
People can find your spirits now at the State Liquor Store.
Yes.
And at several bars in town,
absolutely,
restaurants.
Yep.
And they can come buy them at the at the distillery,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, 7132. So we're right behind the we have a beautiful view of the Sinclair gas station.
Awesome.
So we're right there
we
at the corner.
We know exactly where you
right
are.
Right there at the corner of Division and Silver Creek.
Congratulations awesome. Again on your award.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Why don't you hang with us just for a couple minutes, and Christy and I are going to do weekend events. Well, once again, happy Chinese New Year. The year of the dog starts today. And happy birthday, of course, to Rob Sargent.
Sargent. Trump is apparently a year of the dog. He's a dog.
Okay.
And his zodiac was not very good for this year. So he'll have some trouble coming up. So it says, Park City Film Series is screening I, Tanya today and tomorrow at 8, Sunday at 6 at the Jim Sani Auditorium.
Park City Improv will be performing tonight at 7 p.m. at the Eccles Center, along with improv troops from Park City High School, Wasatch High School, and the Timpanogos Belvedere.
Live music around town today includes Steve Shuford at Legends for Après Ski at Park City. Oscar and Julia are at Silver Star Cafe. Chubby Checkers at the Egyptian Theater. Nervo is at Park City Live. The Cold Hard Cash Show at OP Rockwell. Michael Lewis is at Hyatt Centric. And Telluride Meltdown is at the Cabin.
That'll button it up for Friday. Moving on to Saturday, Park City Institute is presenting Bob Garfield, co-host of NPR's Peabody Award-winning program On the Media, and author of five books. It's one-man show, ruggedly Jewish, at the Eccles Center. Show starts at 7:30, and tickets are at parkcity.institute.
Rob Sargent's Alpine Distilling is holding an event tomorrow with the Utah Avalanche Centers from 5 to 7 p.m. It's a whiskey education and tasting, distillery tour, and presentation from Utah Avalanche Center, encouraging you to know before you go into the backcountry about current avalanche conditions.
Here's what's cooking for live music on Saturday. Changing Lanes Experience playing at Après Ski at Canyons Village. Nate Robinson at the Hyatt Centric. Zepparella, an all-female Led Zeppelin tribute band at OP Rockwell.
Dead Mouse
at Park City Live. Chubby Checker at the Egyptian Theater. Swagger at Oh Shucks in Jeremy. Grapegrass at Silver Star Cafe. And Junior and the Transportation at the Cabin.
On Sunday, live music, we've got Shannon Runyon at Legends at PCMR. Dead Mouse had sold out at Saturday's show, so they added another one on Sunday. So those tickets are probably still available at Park City Live. And Andy Frasco in the UN will be at OP Rockwell Sunday night. And that will be the final night for Chubby Checker at Egyptian Theater. So get out to some music and some skiing and keep watching those Olympics.
If you're just joining us, this is KPCW in Park City, the morning mix. Do not touch that dial. Chubby Checker is next.
Come on, baby. Let's do that twist. Come on, baby. Let's do that twist. Take me by my little hand and go like this. Till we tear the house down.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dilloway. Well, back in 1960, in 2 minutes and 34 seconds, a song came on the air that changed the way that men and women relate to each other on the dance floor. You could now see the shoulders moving as a woman throws back her hair and all the sexuality, and it's just, and the guy that made this happen, who's oohing and owing, who was jamming with Telluride Meltdown, the one and only Chubby Checker. Welcome back to the program.
The king of sex.
Oh yeah.
On the dance floor. I mean, what we did, the twist came on, and we were twisting, and the girl was in front of the guy was in front of the girl, and you're watching all of each other's stuff.
Oh yeah.
While it moved around to the music. That's what we brought to the dance floor, because that never changed. Then came the twist. Then came the fly.
Yeah.
And the fly is, in modern terms, throw your hands in the air, mm-hmm. and wave them like you just don't care.
Right.
And you can't do the fly without doing the shake, because they all work together. Okay?
Let me guess. Pony was next?
Pony was the twist, the pony, the fly, the shake. These are the dancing keyboards to the way we do the boogie on the dance floor. Now, what happened was, is that these songs, they were danced to this beat. And it was really very strenuous. And then aerobic exercise was born because of this beat. And then somebody slowed it down, and it got sexy. And the time was in half, and when the boogie came along because of this, they slowed it down, had a whole new industry. The dance floor had more excitement than before. Disco was born. It all came from those 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
Absolutely.
I also read that was the twist changed the fact that now adults got out and danced to teenage music, and before that, they kind of grew out of it, I guess.
I think it was because of rhythm. You know, the twist, they say bread and butter is very stupid because it's bread and butter. The twist is very dumb. I mean, it really is. I mean, when a child starts to walk, before they take steps, they really do the twist. They do. And mothers would take their children and stand them up and say, come on, honey. And they do the twist, and they will start to walk. It's a very natural movement. It's very stupid. And that's why the adults, they could do it, because they didn't have to be great dancers. It evolved as time went on. The twist was very stupid, and then it evolved. And when the beat slowed down, all of my dances turned from pony, fly, shake. They turned into sex.
I'm just going to say, we haven't talked about the Hucklebuck yet.
That's too sexy.
That's pretty sexy.
I had to stop doing that. I had to stop. Because,
really?
because people came to my show, and they took pictures of it. I'm all over the internet doing the Hucklebuck. I say I can't do it anymore because it's out there.
Yeah.
And once something gets on the internet, it's out there.
Because you gave Hucklebuck lessons the last time you were
here. That's true, but I can't do it anymore.
Okay.
And there were some kids in the audience last night. I said, you know, you can't do the Hucklebuck anymore. So every now and then,
oh yeah,
if it's just the right time. Then,
now,
you know,
Chubby.
Then I want to see your papers.
Chubby, you know what the theme is for this song, for this show today?
What is it?
You can't legislate love.
You can't. No, you can't. It just falls on you. Love chooses who it wants, and if it falls on you, too bad. That's all I know. If you fall in love, and it could be a one-way thing. It's just the way it is. You can't do nothing about it. It's like time. You have no control over it.
I want to share one of my memories that JW knows this. I'll share it on the air. And I've told this story many times. Last time you were here, 2.5 years ago, I brought you in to Randy's show in the afternoon, did an interview. And then we left and we got in my car. And Randy put on, Off Changes?
It was Changes.
Okay, so that song came on the air. And I said to you, have you been on Main Street? Because a lot of acts come to the back of the Egyptian Theater. They load in on Sweet Alley, which is not the most attractive part of town, go into the theater and come back out that way and never see Main Street. So I said, have you seen Main Street? And so we drove to the top of Main Street. It's August. The windows are down in the car. You're sitting in the passenger seat, and your song comes on the radio, and you go, crank it up. And we're cruising down Main Street, Chubby Checkers in my car with a song on the radio, blasting out the windows. And I took a moment and did a mental snapshot. And I think I actually like shook my head a little to like, I'm just going to capture this moment. This is pretty iconic.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that moment.
Very, very special. You know, there's so much music in the world. I still find it hard to understand that I'm in the music business at all because there's so much of it. And in 2008, Billboard magazine said, we're going to name your song the number one song of all time. I said, you're kidding me. In 2012, they named it number one again. 2015, they named it number one again. So this event happens every 50 years. So until 2065, The Twist is going to be number one. And it's just, I can't imagine, because I have friends in school, Nicki DiMatteo, a few other friends of mine, they sing me under the table. A friend of mine in Canada, Judy, they're all good friends of mine. And just for me to, something happens to me, I don't understand it. It's kind of, it's rare to me that someone out of an ocean full of songs, somebody say, well, let your song go. It's beyond me. I can't. I'm just thankful, but I can't understand it.
Well, we're thankful. We're the fortunate ones.
And your show's at Egyptian Theater. You know, it's not a big place, and you get out in the audience, and you definitely get everybody up and dancing. But what I found remarkable too was that you have these people that come up on stage, and they're shaking their rear to the audience, and they're probably grandparents. And I'm sure that when they went to that show, they never thought they'd get up on stage and be shaking it to the audience. And yet, just elated just having this experience of connection.
We become a part of each other. When I go out there, we just become a part of each other. There was a man named Lou Spencer in 1960. And the record company says, we're going to introduce you to this guy named Lou Spencer. I says, why? He said, because all he does is stage shows. And we want you to meet him. So Lou Spencer says, Chubby, I watched your show and you have something special and I want to add to what you have. I said, what can you do? He says, I'm going to make sure, he says, you know, Danny Thomas at that time and Danny Kaye and Anthony Newley and Tony Bennett. He says, I stage shows for them. And long after your songs are no longer on the charts, you're going to be able to go out and play for people because your stage performance is going to make them remember you. And he stayed with me for about 4 years. Every time I went out, he took all my money. When I came off stage, he said, that sucked. What did you turn around like that for? Why'd you do that? I go, okay. And I go back on, he'd follow me around, and that's when I took notes. And then one day, I just had that feeling. One day I walked off stage. I said, well, how was that?
Yeah.
He says, grabbed me, gave me a hug. He says, I'm going to leave you now. I says, is that it? He says, I've taught you enough. It'll come to you year after year, show after show, and you'll understand what I said to you, that long after your songs are not on the charts anymore, you will be out there like Tony Bennett. You'll be out there like Danny Kaye and Anthony Newley and the likes of them. And that's what he did. So what you were talking about the Egyptian Theater, I just learned through what I was taught to go out there and to make a difference, whether there was three people out there or 30,000.
Exactly. How's the vintage bus doing?
I love the bus.
1986.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it in 1991. It was Paula Abdul's bus.
Oh, it's sweet. And she,
That's a good-looking bus.
And she toured for a while. And then I was looking through the book, and I says, oh, because I had a crash in 1991 in the checkerboard bus. It crashed in Oklahoma.
Because you guys drive your own bus.
Yes, we do. In fact, we all drive. We have six people on the bus. Rather than have a driver, we all drive. Only the bass player doesn't drive, but everybody else
drives. Can you imagine seeing the bus go down? And it says Chubby Checker on the side. And then see Chubby Checker driving, and you'd be like, oh, my God.
If you haven't seen this bus, it is vintage. It's beautiful.
But it's clean, and it's original, and it runs well. And we didn't bring it up this time because we had some other things to do, but we ride it all the time. It's just, I just love the bus. And when you leave home, it's like you never leave, because sometimes we go to a place and the dressing room is not what you want. So you turn the engine off, plug it in, or turn on the generator, and you're home.
Yeah.
The bathroom's there, the lift there, the closet's there, and everything's there. Everything.
Yeah.
It's great.
How was last night's show?
It was incredible. There was some young people came to my show, some little guys. They must have been 12. You know, and there was a girl there, she was like 15 years old, and there were some people there in their 20s. And of course, there were people much older, and there's some people that was going to dance. And I says, you ready? And he says, when I see this, I go, that means I don't twist anymore. So, but I like to watch you do it, Chubby.
Yeah.
But it was one of those, but it was a great show. I had a good time.
Excellent. We're going to take a short break for a couple of underwriters. When we return, Chubby Checker and Telluride Mudslide.
Meltdown.
Hi,
Meltdown.
I'm Tom Pettigrew from Park City Mountain and a proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain instructors share their love of skiing and snowboarding with guests, helping them improve their skills and enjoy the mountain. More information on Ski and Snowboard School and other programs at parkcitymountain.com.
Support for KPCW comes from the Crandall family, owners of the New Park Amphitheater, site of the New Park Concert Series, and numerous other community events.
G'day, this is Ashley from Campus Coffee, happy to sponsor programming on KPCW. We can't wait to serve the Park City locals this winter. We're excited by our breakfast and lunch menu to complement our espresso drinks. Campus Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, up the stairs from the ice rink next to the Adirondack chairs. CampusCoffee.com.
Do you have an old car, RV, or boat taking up space in your yard? Donate it to KPCW. You'll receive a tax credit, and we receive a donation. We'll take care of everything. Just call 435-649-9004. Thank you for your support.
Beth here, owner of Peak Art and Frame, longtime supporters of KPCW. At Peak Art and Frame, we carry a wide variety of framing options, and our design staff can help with any project for your home, office, or gallery. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
And we are back. This is Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. JW here with Christy Dillaway. Chubby Checker here is in the building, and Telluride Meltdown is with us. They're going to sing another song. They may get an accompaniment by someone else. You never know. So, hey, it's all yours, guys. Live in the Morning Mix, Telluride Meltdown.
Open containers on Sweet Island. Open containers on Sweet Alley. Open containers on Sweet Alley. Open containers on Sweet Alley. Got off the bus at the transit center. That transit center on Sweet Alley. Went to the liquor store and bought some beer. Then I drank that beer, yeah, on Sweet Alley. Open containers 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 on Sweet Alley. I'm trying to get away from Officer O'Malley. Chasing me up and down Sweet Alley. Oh, please, no, officer, please don't shoot.
Oh, yeah.
It's just PBR in a champagne flute.
Open
containers on Sweet Alley. Open containers on Sweet Alley. Open containers on Sweet Alley. Open containers. Down in the gutter on Sweet Alley. Got picked up by my britches by Officer O'Malley. I didn't have enough to pay my bill, so they hauled me off to Summit County Jail.
Yeah!
Open containers on Sweet Alley. Open containers on Sweet Alley. Open containers on Sweet Alley.
inspirations have been beverages.
Yeah.
Am I sensing a theme?
Beer and coffee are two of our favorite things.
Start of the day, later in the day. That was Mike Plourd on guitar, Paul Horton on guitar, Jeremiah Maxey on bass, and Roger Johnson on drums. Telluride Meltdown.
You guys are a little shy. You need to come out of your shell. You need to get
come to the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Tell us a quick motivation to get this band together.
Motivation? Mike, well, you met Roger first, right?
Yeah, I was playing a gig one day, and Roger was the bartender, and it was my birthday. And he was giving me some drinks, and he was like, "Hey, I play drums." So we started playing.
But it was New York themed, and they wanted Mike to be the naked cowboy. And then, you know, the naked cowboy, like the guy who like is in Times Square with the underwear.
Leaps in logic here, I'm not following.
Anyways, so they decided they weren't going to do that at the last minute, and Mike just ended up playing guitar, and Roger was bartending, and. And here we are.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Before it's too late, I do want to thank our sponsors, which are Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill, and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix, email us at morningmix@kpcw.org, and you can listen to the archive shows online at kpcw.org.
Wake up to the Marketplace Morning Report every weekday at 6:50 and 7:50 during the morning news with Leslie Thatcher. Brought to you in part by Big D Construction, DeJoria Center at High Star Ranch, and Esco Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. That's Esco, ESCO.
Well, we want to thank you all for joining us on the Morning Mix. And Chubby, listen, have a great time here.
We love you. Being here.
Yeah,
I just love coming here. I love being in Utah like this. Thank you.
Okay. NPR National News is next. Everybody have a great weekend.